Welcome to Unity of Fairfax, a positive path for spiritual living and spiritual center for education, practice, and service in Northern Virginia. We hope you find inspiration in this week's message.
This is a holiday service at Unity of Fairfax. If you've been around here for more than 15 minutes, you will realize and know that committing to caring for the earth is central to who and what we are as a community. Each year, as we celebrate Earth Day, we invite a member of our Board of Trustees to lead us in a recitation of our Earth Care Covenant that is very dear to us. And this year, our Board Secretary, Reverend Sherry Quander, will be leading us in the affirmation of our Earth Care Covenant. Let's give Reverend Sherry a round of applause.
Well, good morning, Unity of Fairfax.
Good morning.
Join me as we go through our Earth Care Covenant. Our consciousness reveals that all of creation is connected as one. The story of creation reveals that we are to be good caretakers of the creation. As a people of faith, we commit to a renewed reverence for life and respect for the interdependent web of all existence. We honor our spiritual commitment to the care, support, and defense of the balance between our individual needs and those of nature. We envision a world in which everything has intrinsic value and where all beings are ensured a secure and meaningful life that is ecologically responsible and sustainable. We agree to transform our individual and congregational lives into acts of moral witness, discarding harmful habits for new behaviors that demonstrate our respect for this harmony and interconnectedness. We declare our covenant with God to walk upon the earth for the greatest good of all creation. And so it is.
So it is. Thank you, Reverend Sherry. Just a note of personal reflection, I'm wearing my 2013 Unity of Fairfax Earth Care t-shirt. Now, when I got this t-shirt, it was a little bit oversized. Now it kind of fits like Spanx. But it fits, and that's the important part. So, yeah, you can laugh at that or not. It worked in rehearsal. I think it kind of bombed in reality. So, today, Earth Day 2024, we are inaugurating a series of five talks based on our updated and renewed core values. So why are we starting on Earth Day? I'll get to that in just a moment. First thing, I want to remind everybody that normally a faith community will review its core values every 3 to 5 years. And we were fortunate that we got maximum value out of the first round of our, when the current setting of core values and vision and mission were created, because that was in 2012. So finally, in August of 2013, just last August, we inaugurated a process to do a review and see where we were. Did those still hold? Were there any changes that needed to be made? And if you were on our mailing list, you should have received a letter about this past week. Now, each one of our five core values, the prior ones, was put on banners and are hanging in the back of the wall, back of the sanctuary. The great news is new core values are in the process of being created. We got a little bit late start on the project, but they are being created by Cindy Vo, who is an artist, fiber artist, and member of our community. And I'll show you the first one. All the current ones will remain on the walls until they are all done, but this is really awesome. Our first core value is oneness. And this truly is a work of art. It took Cindy about 30 hours. So it will be well worth seeing all of them when they are done. Thank you, Cindy. You're not able to be with us today, but I just wanted you to see that. So let's get into it. So our Earth Care Covenant said that our consciousness reveals that all of creation is connected as one. So what is this? What is this oneness that we talk so much about in unity and throughout the New Thought movement? One of the ways in which we describe oneness is that it is the call to revere divine life in all beings and all systems. And this is what was new for us in our discernment, the recognition of the health and sustainability of the various systems in which we live. This includes the environmental and ecological systems, right? It also includes our economic systems, our justice systems. It calls us to remember that all systems and all people and all plants and all animals and the atmosphere and the earth, everything is connected all at once. Now, in our mind's eye, for the sake of clarity, we can parse these apart and focus on this one and that one and this one and that one. But the reality is everything is connected. There is no part that is disconnected from any other part. And whenever we lose sight of the interconnectedness of all life, that's where the trouble begins. So it calls us, this idea of oneness, to be aware of and mindful of the importance of having healthy, sustainable systems and recognizing where any one of those systems might have a dysfunction or an inequality built into it that limits the good that is available for everyone. Because as we say in Unity and New Thought, there is enough good to go around without anyone needing to hoard or claim or keep anybody else from having any good. Because what the good is ultimately is God, and there is no shortage of God. That's the great work as we look at this idea of oneness and giving it shape and giving it form and seeing past our own limited beliefs and perspectives about what is possible and who deserves what. We have to shatter those and create the systems that allow everyone to have life and have it abundantly. There is no shortage of any good thing. So when we look at living into this core value, there are two ways to look at it. One is, what are our individual and personal behaviors that you and I and everybody can do? And then what are the collective behaviors that Unity of Fairfax has committed to as we live into this core value of oneness? So individually, there are some key points of view, three perspectives, really. So we want to grow and continue our practice of environmental sustainability. That means being ever mindful to ask ourselves, what am I consuming? Where does it come from? Where is it going to go when I'm done with it? That sort of thing. Who was involved in its preparation? Who benefits from this product? And who does not? It's very important for us to always ask ourselves the full range of the questions and the ways in which we are impacting the earth. Where is this toxic chemical I'm using on my yard going to go next? And do I really need a toxic chemical on my yard? So we look at the ways in which we promote programs of social upliftment, charity. We have a wonderful initiative we'll be launching next week. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's a surprise. You'll have to come back. The ways in which we support one another, not from the point of view, oh, those poor people, we just have to help them out, knowing full well that we might be those people. And so when we commit to programs of charity, we do so as equals, honoring the divinity within everybody in an exchange of life energy. Nobody being any better than anybody else. None of us knowing when we might be in a different position. We're here to love one another. It's not hard. We're not here to judge one another. Just love. Now, fortunately for us, we don't have to like everybody. That's a whole different ballgame. We're going for the agape sense of love. as well as the idea of divine justice. So if we're seeing inequalities or problems in the world, we have to ask ourselves, where did they come from? What keeps perpetuating this situation? And maybe go back to the source and say, we need to readdress some things. We need to change some things, maybe change some laws, change some perspectives, so that everybody can grow and share in this abundant universe in which we all live. And we also look at how are we learning about other cultures and elements of our own that we had not known or maybe didn't want to look at. This means being open to traveling and trying new foods. That's the great thing about learning about other cultures. They got good food. That's a whole different conversation. And wonderful ways of seeing the world that might be different from the way I see the world. We can always learn from one another and broaden our horizons and perspectives. And that also means looking at our own culture and trying to figure out, why is it there are moves afoot not to tell our full history? What's up with that? Or why is it that the fullness of human diversity needs to be shunted aside? Who's uncomfortable with that? There's nothing wrong with knowing the truth and knowing things as they are, so that we might co-create a world that works for everyone. And all of these things I've just described are ways of living our faith, ways of recognizing divine life in people and in systems, and seeking to give it full range of diverse of expression. So then we look at some collective actions very similar to our individual. We as Unity of Fairfax engage in activities that promote health, environmental health and sustainability. What you may not know is our lower building has a green roof. What you may not know is we don't use toxic chemicals on the grounds. What you may not know is our grounds are certified federal wildlife habitat, sometimes explained by the deer and the foxes and the gigantic bunny rabbit that sometimes shows up. Just showed up on Easter Sunday, interestingly enough. And our Earth Care service and our Earth Care ministry that has a important teaching component. You'll see more about that during hospitality time. We at Unity of Fairfax engage in regular programs that promote charity, justice, and peace for all. You'll hear more about that. And we encourage activities that deepen multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-generational, and interfaith understanding. Why, just on April 7th, we had one of our Interfaith Friendship Sundays that, again, invited us into a deeper practice of the awareness of the presence of God in all things and all people all over this earth. How rich is that? So all of these things tie together with our recently updated vision and mission statements, which fortunately were very similar to what we had before. So the vision, so why is it we do what we do here at Unity of Fairfax? Is that we envision a world of peace, abundance, and respect for all creation. And again, that gets back to making sure those systems support peace, abundance, and respect for all creation. And our mission really has two parts separated by a comma. Aligned with the indwelling Christ, what we're saying is we are committed to our spiritual practice in all things. We co-create a world that works for everyone. So our action is grounded on our being. Our action is grounded on being spirit-centered, which we'll talk about next week. And all these things are big and expansive, but they highlight, for me, the import, the impact, and the imperative of Earth Day. Because there is no denying the fact that everyone, every person, every plant, and every animal on this planet needs clean air and clean water. It's just as simple as that. Without those two things, it's looking pretty grim for all of us. And every person and every plant and every animal is subject to the effects of climate change. We're seeing that all over the place. And we have the tools and the possibility and the capability of doing things about that so that nobody has to lose a home. Because one of the things we know, speaking of system, is that when there is not clean air and when there is not clean water and people are suffering, there's violence that ensues. Because people want clean air, and they want water, and they want to feed their children, and there's horrible competition. And sometimes there is not an open-heartedness enough in the world to make sure they get what they need. I don't say that to disparage anyone or anything, but to highlight that there is indeed and in fact pushback sometimes to this idea of oneness. Because it seems to me that not everybody wants this idea of oneness. Because it seems to me that clearly there are people, sometimes I find them between my own ears, who get caught in the consciousness of us versus them. I don't like it when I see it in the mirror. But then when I do see it in the mirror, I say, hey, great, I see it, and now I can do something about it. It's a win. I'm always going to go for the win. And it does seem to me that there are individuals in the world who prefer the idea of power over rather than power with. You know, sometimes it's kind of difficult to think, well, we could all share. That means I won't be in control. And if I'm not in control, I can't get all the money. Well, there's no shortage of supply in the universe. Truth be told, all that is good is God. And I think I've already said once already today, there is no shortage of God in the universe. And it does seem to me, and every so often I've seen this in the guy in the mirror, that there are folks who put profit over people, greed over gratitude, consumption over compassion. Divisiveness, in another word, it seems, is built into human consciousness. Any student of history will know that these sort of ideas that I just elaborated have been demonstrated through human history throughout time around the world. It's just there. Well, great, if we can see it, then we can do something about it. And just because something is present does not necessarily mean it is permanent. You know, we all have to start somewhere. We start with our present moment of awareness and then ask ourselves, is this helpful or hurtful? Can things be better? You know, whether we call it the kingdom of God or the beloved community or the world of peace, abundance, and respect for all creation, we must continue, as Paul said in Ephesians, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in a bond of peace. Wow. That was written almost 2,000 years ago, and it is still true. It is still true. And when we're doing the work of elevating consciousness, like I said, we'll get pushback. Any reformer has gotten pushback. Anyone who's ever gotten sober has gotten pushback. Anybody who has ever endeavored to create healthy relationships where they had unhealthy relationships has gotten pushback. It's just the nature of how things are, and it doesn't have to be against us. We can just say this is a starting point. Paul addressed that too in Romans when he said, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be arrogant, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Thank goodness that's easy. But the bottom line here is that we won't be very effective in the establishing a world of oneness by being arrogant or chauvinistic. And there can be no denying the imperative to understand the role of consciousness in doing this work. individual consciousness, our own collective consciousness, understanding how groups of people and groups of energies interplay with one another. Because consciousness is the assembly of the thoughts, the feelings, and the beliefs of an individual or a group. And it is from the understanding of consciousness that action comes. Lao Tzu, the great Chinese ancient writer, put it this way. This is a translation. Of course, I don't speak ancient Chinese. Watch your thoughts, because they become your words. Watch your words, because they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, because they become your character. Watch your character, because it becomes your destiny. You see, without conscious effort to understand our thoughts and our feelings and whether or not they are helpful or hurtful towards our goals or our individual or collective, then the connections we have within ourselves with all the various parts of ourselves, then the connections we have with others in our circle and in our neighborhoods, and the connections we have with the planet probably will be chaotic, confusing, and possibly catastrophic. We must be willing to engage in that work of understanding, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Why am I thinking it? Why am I feeling it? Where did it come from? Is this helpful? Is this something I want to continue? Or is it something for me to release and let go of? Am I willing to grow and stretch? That's the work. Being willing to grow and stretch, because that's what is risky. Because if I'm willing to grow and stretch and let go of certain behaviors and attitudes and beliefs, then I become a new being. Or as Paul said, a new being in Christ, a new being in spirit, larger, more helpful, and kind than I've ever been before. The word destiny is where the Lao Tzu quote ended. And I was thinking about destiny. What is our destiny? You know, Earth Day reminds us that, hey, if we don't make some changes, things are going to be really different here on planet Earth. Sunscreen manufacturers are really loving it. Great, we're going to sell more sunscreen. But I was reminded of one of the most powerful pieces of prose I've ever read. And it's the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., 1963, letter from a Birmingham jail. And there's two lines I want to lift from that as I close. He said, "We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly." He was describing oneness. In the context of the letter, it was around the civil rights struggle that continues in some manners today still. But it has a larger generalization to understanding our connection to the earth, our connection with one another, and to all the systems in which we find ourselves. So I would close today with a prayer for the idea of oneness. I invite you to join me in a moment of prayerfulness. Infinite presence that we call God in so many other names. Today we welcome in and invite the consciousness of Earth Day being every day. The realization that each one of us is a part of every system on this earth. We invite divine wisdom to guide us in doing that which is ours to do, that which is ours to no longer do, and to have the wisdom to recognize which is which, and to, without judgment or blame of ourselves or others, to be oneness in expression. This is the prayer and the affirmation we make this day and so it is. Amen and amen.
Thank you for tuning into Unity of Fairfax podcast. You're welcome to join us live in Oakton, Virginia, every Sunday at 11 a.m. or view our live stream services from our website at unityoffairfax.org. We appreciate your donations to support this podcast to make our message of positive, practical spirituality more accessible to all. See you next time.